Critical Race Theory Touted in Biden Administration National Security Strategy. By Christina Wong on October 15, 2022. The Biden Administration's National Security Strategy, a document that typically outlines a new administration's foreign policy guiding principles, goals, and aspirations, touted the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, a term encapsulating programs and trainings based on critical race theory, which has its roots in Marxism. The NES also calls for an energy revolution, and uses the term climate more times than China or its official name, the People's Republic of China, or the PRC, despite China being America's top long-term national security challenge. Representative Jim Banks, RN, ranking member of the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Cyber, Innovative Technologies and Information Systems, said in a statement to Breitbart News. At the same time, the president is recklessly warning of nuclear war. Joe Biden's national security strategy is focused on promoting diversity and inclusion and claims climate change is the greatest shared threat to the world. Biden's wokeness is America's weakness. The prominence of critical race theory within the NES was particularly unusual, since the strategy documents typically focus on national security challenges. But the Biden administration suggested that strengthening our democracy was a national security imperative. Our democracy is a work in progress, and by reckoning with and remedying our own shortcomings, we can inspire others around the world to do the same, it said, before calling for election reform, a key Democratic Party agenda item, and pluralism, inclusion, and diversity. It said, as Americans, we must all agree that the people's verdict, as expressed in elections, must be respected and protected. This is why we have taken executive action and urged essential legislation to protect and promote voting rights and expand democratic participation, and why we are building on the work of generations of activists to advance equity and root out systemic disparities in our laws, policies, and institutions. Indeed, pluralism, inclusion, and diversity are a source of national strength in a rapidly changing world. We are reaffirming the rights to free speech, a free press, peaceful assembly, and other core civil liberties. The NES also called for diversity and inclusion in the U.S. military. Under the section Modernizing and Strengthening Our Military, the NES said, we will strengthen the effectiveness of the force by promoting diversity and inclusion, ahead of suicide prevention efforts, and eliminating sexual assault and harassment, two major problems plaguing the military. It also called for rooting out violent extremism. Even though the Department of Defense's own study in December found fewer than 100 cases of extremism over the past year. Indeed, the NES uses the exact phrase diversity, equity, inclusion when discussing the national security workforce. The success of these efforts in our foreign policy will require strengthening the national security workforce by recruiting and retaining diverse, high-caliber talent. We are prioritizing diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility to ensure national security institutions reflect the American public they represent, it said. Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, ranking member on the House Armed Services Strategic Forces and Readiness Subcommittee, said in a tweet that the Biden administration's NES doubles down on diversity and inclusion and rooting out extremism, nearly non-existent according to Pentagon study. He added, our military is losing credibility. Recruitment is dropping. We are kicking out capable soldiers due to the vaccine mandate. How about we root out politics from our military and focus on training warfighters to defeat our enemies? And as Banks and Waltz has pointed out, the 47-page NES mentions climate 63 times, about 1.34 occurrences per page. The NES only mentions China, the U.S.'s purported greatest challenge, 55 times. Without immediate global action during this crucial decade, global temperatures will cross the critical warming threshold of 1.5 degrees Celsius, after which scientists have warned some of the most catastrophic climate impacts will be irreversible, it claims. The NES also calls for an energy revolution, another key Democratic Party agenda item. The necessity to protect forests globally, electrify the transportation sector, redirect financial flows and create an energy revolution to head off the climate crisis is reinforced by the geopolitical imperative to reduce our collective dependence on states like Russia that seek to weaponize energy for coercion, it said. Representative Mike Gallagher, RY, ranking member on the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Military Personnel, said in a statement. Nearly a full year late, the new Biden national security strategy professes to grapple with the threat posed by the Chinese Communist Party. Yet it is not the CCP but climate change that the strategy explicitly prioritizes, calling it the existential challenge of our time. The NES also devoted a portion under its terrorism section to domestic violent extremists. After President Joe Biden delivered a speech last month calling MAGA Republicans extremists. We face an increased and significant threat within the United States from a range of domestic violent extremists, including those motivated by racial or ethnic prejudice, as well as anti-government or anti-authority sentiment, it said. The NES touted better sharing of information about domestic violent extremist threats to state, local, territorial, and tribal partners, and using new mechanisms, such as smartphone-based applications, to do so in real time. It added, "We are investing millions of dollars in data-driven violence prevention efforts, including through grant programs available to federal, state, territorial, tribal, and nonprofit partners, as well as to houses of worship as they face increased threats. We are working with like-minded governments, civil society, and the technology sector to address terrorist and violent extremist content online, including through innovative research collaborations. And we are confronting the long-term contributors to domestic violent extremist threats, including working with Congress to advance common-sense gun laws and policies, and addressing the crisis of disinformation and misinformation, often channeled through social and other media platforms, that can fuel extreme polarization and lead some individuals to violence," Banks said in a statement. After 2 years of weak foreign policy that has destabilized the Pacific and the Middle East and caused full-blown disasters in Ukraine and Afghanistan, the Biden administration finally released its national security strategy. Even after multiple delays, the White House produced a mediocre document that consists of empty slogans doubling down on 2 years of failed policy and lacks any sort of comprehensive strategy. The White House is refocusing national security resources on the left's social justice and climate issues, instead of responding to the grave threats of China and Russia. It's wasteful and negligent, continues to damage readiness and recruitment, and is contrary to service members' values and long-standing principles of American democracy. The world desperately needs strong American leadership, and Joe Biden is falling short, he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.